Yeah, Ken, I think they're going to have fun analyzing that one.
I think they got their work cut out for them. Are there any questions that you might want to get resolved that maybe were obvious to me but weren't obvious to you before we put it all away? We're going to be closing down here in a couple minutes.
Okay, the PI's back there, and hopefully he's working on some questions. Ken Houston.
Go ahead.
Okay, one, you said you tapped the box there at the beginning to try to get rid of the bubbles. How long did you wait before you started? I know you gave a mark, but we'd like to verify that.
Between the time we tapped the bubbles and the time we started the experiment?
That's affirmative.
Is that the time frame? Okay. That time frame was... I would guess it was about a minute to me, because when I tapped it, I just couldn't get them to move. I'd already tapped that thing once before for the bubbles. Because as soon as we unpacked it, we saw the bubbles out there, and I banged it a little bit to try and see if I could get them to move, and didn't have any luck at all. So we didn't wait any 3 or 5 minutes. It was about 2 minutes, I guess.
Okay, we copy that, 2 minutes. And on the tube one, did you notice any separation of the two sizes?
Not unless that's what this diffuse and central feature turns out to be. The higher concentration of material that makes it look more solid, if that's a large particle and the diffuse material is the finer particles, then I would say that perhaps there was a separation of small particles from larger ones in tube number two just about the time I reversed it, just starting to show up. And number one, perhaps the same. And number three, I would say, if that's the proper interpretation, that there was no appreciable separation of anything. And I'm not sure that number one ever exhibited some of the symptoms that number two did. I can't tell you right now which of these tubes splurted these blobs of particles out of the wind either.
All right, we copy that. I sort of expected from the information we got here that one would be the one that split up into two sizes, but I guess we'll have to look at that later.
Okay, again, I'm not sure what this little burst of material that got out of the wind that might mean. Maybe we lost some of the stuff from one of them.
Okay. That's all the questions they had here. At least the bugs didn't eat the particles.
Apollo Control Houston, 25 hours, 48 minutes ground elapsed time. We've had a continuing discussion with Command Module Pilot Ken Mattingly on the electrophoresis demonstration. We now show Apollo 16 at 106,097 nautical miles out from the Earth and traveling at a velocity of 4,992 feet per second.